Satnam, everybody. Let's see, January 28th, 2014. And we are about to move into, yes, we were talking about it a minute ago, the year of the horse, the Chinese New Year. Yes, there's always different energies, all kinds of energies flowing through us, with us, awakening us, frustrating us, annoying us, making us happy. Life is a ribbon of flow, all kinds of energies. So we're here to just surf the waves and keep frequency high for ourselves and for the planet during this turbulent time of transition. But as we hop on the horse in Chinese year 2014, I think we're going to have more energy. It's kind of more of a fiery energy. And more ability to move forward, where I felt 2013 was a little bit, well, it was year of the snake, a little bit more trying to get things off the ground. So hopefully we'll be in flight this year and moving right along. Well, today we have a Capricorn moon, so it's a good time to work on connecting with Mother Earth and what we want to bring forth through you. So it's a good day to making plans. And I know some people on the call are making plans about the time. And I'm sort of planning some ideas for things I want to do this year. So that's good. So it's really a time when we have all these connections with the moon, with Uranus, Pluto, Jupiter, and Venus, to really make plans that create change. So that's kind of a short version, and it's a little difficult to put words on the energies because the words can sound kind of, I don't know what, superficial, but the energies that we feel are very deep, and I think we feel that this is a year of really deep churning. And if somebody would start next, I'm hearing something.
Hello?
There you go. Hello. Yeah, it's good to start sick because otherwise the background noises come through. And we have the vibrations of our master coming through us right now. Good. Okay, much better. So we want to get a clear reception, but there's still some background noise. Sure. Somebody hasn't muted. Okay, well, we'll just continue forth. If you haven't muted your line and there you have background noise, would you please star 6? Thank you. So we have a lot of energy with Venus continuing to go retrograde. And retrograde means going in, going within. So again, we have the conjunction with Pluto opposite Jupiter. And what does that mean? Jupiter is what expands us, right? So with Venus conjuncting Pluto, it has to do with really our values and what we really love and what love we want to bring forth into the world. Yes, moving into Valentine's Day. Opposing Jupiter. So we really get to look at what's in the way of expressing our love for ourselves. With the Venus retrograde, it also has to do a lot with self-love. So I know that I kind of have been going through a process of self-reflection and areas where seeing a lot of... somebody could start 6. Getting a... it's a little distracting. Okay. So it has to do with self-love. Part of this. So part of ascending into all these beautiful hierarchies is also looking at ways that we can love ourselves more. Still getting noises. That has a star 6, if you could. You're on speakerphone.
Put the sun hat on the speakerphone, I don't know.
Okay.
Is there anybody?
Okay, well, if I can hear you, just start 6, and then you can come back in when we talk in a little bit, so that we can really receive these frequencies from Yogi Bhajan. So just star 6, and then you can come back in at the end if you want to talk. I shouldn't be hearing any noise. So we're going to have a Venus-Capricorn conjunction, actually, for the next 548 days. It's a year and a half. So Capricorn is about creating security, and a lot of this is inner security and Cancer. Cancer is about emotional security. So this is about what are we going to do to really rest in the vibration, the higher frequencies of feeling security within ourselves, within our environment, and on the planet. And I'm a little bit dusty. Okay, well, maybe we could just take a breath and everybody could send out an intention that whoever has a star 6 could.
Is everybody supposed to star 6?
Yeah, because otherwise we pick up background noises.
Star 8 to star 6.
Hmm? What?
Star to star 6?
Star 6.
Dorican, can you unmute from your end, everyone?
Well, I'm wondering if I star 6, if you can hear me. Let me try.
No, we cannot hear her.
Okay.
Did you talk?
Okay.
Because we didn't hear anything.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, well, when I star 6, I mute myself out. I actually think there is a way for me to mute everybody else out, but
I
don't know what it is. But I can look that up online after this call.
Okay.
But it just got quiet, so good.
All right, good.
I still need to look that up. Thank you. Oh, wow. Ah, that was a relief. I was getting so much interference, I couldn't see all the frequencies. Okay, so Yogi Bhajan is just suggesting that we all take a breath, and he's saying he's still here, and he's saying that was kind of a good example of the fact that there is a lot of basically what he's saying, noise. He's calling it noise or interference, frequency interference on the planet, right now, and that when we feel that interference in our own lives, our own selves, our own minds, our own nervous system, that to breathe deeply and call upon him, and he'll help us get recentered in the divine. And he's saying that this is a time to really stay focused on being centered in the divine, which has a lot to do with holding the frequency at our third eye, which means our identity focused on our third eye point. So what he's suggesting is to do our breath, breathe in, bring the breath up, focus on the third eye, stabilize our own identity, which is our own divinity, in our third eye, and then exhale down to our feet. And he's saying that will help the Venus in retrograde Capricorn, and he's saying all the other planets influence, to stabilize the higher frequencies of the planet's influence, because he's telling us they are all this chaos is being stirred up for a reason, and that as we move into the year of the horse and the supermoon, which is going to be in a couple days, that it's going to be really important during that time to set our intention and our frequency to be riding the horse of the divine. I like that image he's giving us. So he's saying, ride your divine horse this year, and you'll be able to rise above the chaos. So that now, and he said between now and especially this supermoon energy, is a good time to really focus on riding our divine horse. Okay, thank you, sir. Beautiful. So we got some quiet there. Okay, good. I'm feeling some relief now. Okay, so this is a year especially to help us connect with our higher self, our own destiny path, and which is where he's saying is our only real power is our own destiny path, and to really move into the co-creation as our true selves, which are multidimensional beings of light. So this year, 2012, is a peak year energetically, and it's really remaking the world. Literally, the world's being remade, as so we speak, under our feet. So we've had we've been doing work forever for lifetimes, but this is a year we should really see new possibility, new changes, new structures, and we'll be able to restructure and create some new structures for ourselves. And that as we move into this year, that we will feel it as a year of intensity, of course, that's nothing new, but as we keep the image of riding our divine horse unto our destiny, we can also feel intense joy and feel intense love and that intense connection of experiencing our multidimensional selves. So that's some of the things that are happening this year as we move into these more and more higher frequencies of our light beings, our galactic, crystalline light being selves. So he's saying that, you know, look up and see if there's any childhood traumas that come up. He's suggesting doing the rebirthing breath or some of the rebirthing sets that he gave. And there's different ones, but some of them are the continuous breath. So he's saying you could move through it quickly. And he's just showing, laughing, the image of, I don't know, how many people know Leonard Orr that did a lot of rebirthing in the bathtub for years in the 70s? He's saying, you don't have to become like a prune and sit in the bathtub for hours like Leonard Orr. I don't know. He's enjoying himself today. But we can just do some breath of fire or connected breath and have the intention and ask for traumas from our past to be released quickly. He's saying things are going to be moving really fast, so there's no need to hold on to traumas. And that we can really work with the kinds of energies that we encounter in a way that's elevating for us. And we don't have to get trampled on. So this year is about, the year of the horse is about fire and action. And to feel the spirit of the planets that we talk about, the energies coming through us, feel that the feeling of buoyancy being held up. So being as if we're riding these dimensions of light in a way that keeps us buoyant rather than feeling trampled upon. So he's saying that's a good spirit to focus on, to fuel our system for action in this year of the horse. So we can move into, on the 30th, the supermoon. So it's a good time for potent visioning. And a lot of really, that's a good day on the 30th to really focus on the third eye and connect with your intuition and focus on the image of the vision of what we'd like to create that day through the third eye. And then move that vision out into the field of the collective, the etheric field, so that we can share this frequency field, activate the frequency field with everybody else, and allow more and more people to move into this frequency field. So we are planting the seeds in the frequency field of the year of the horse for 2014. So that's a little bit about the year of the horse, which has to do with speed. Horses can sprint at more than 50 miles an hour. And strength. Horses are used not only to carry people and pull carriages, but they're used for centuries to plow fields. So these are the qualities of this year. Teamwork. So that's what I was just talking about, just energizing the collective field, moving together. as a team. Horses like to work in team, and they're stronger in team. And let's see what else. Vision. That's what we were just talking about. The entrepreneurs, successful business people, can work with a lot of vision and speed. Horses have the largest eyes in any land mammal, and they have an almost 350-degree field of vision. And this eyesight was designed to help them resist predators. But they also have big blind spots and can be easily spooked and stumbled. So it's good to have a wide vision and work in teams. So if maybe we don't see something, our team members can see them. So we can overcome the obstacles to the Capricorn energy, to pulling in the new structures and the frequencies that we want to see on the planet. So the advice is to keep both eyes open to everything around us and the spirit of the horse. Few animals have inspired as much great literature as horses. So this is a year of inspiration. So that's some information about the astrology, the supermoon, and the year of the horse. So I hope that feels inspirational rather than too much information. But Jyoti Bhajan keeps reminding us, okay, just keep breathing, focus on the third eye, connect with your intuition, and it'll make it through any situation, chaotic, too much astrology, or whatever it is. Okay, good. And so we started last week, again, we're also talking about Guru Nanak, and we were talking last week about Guru Nanak and his conversations with the Siddhas as he traveled around the world. And we'll talk a little bit more about that this week, and then we'll do our, we'll do a healing meditation, Ramadasa, which is what Yogi Bhajan suggested for us this week. He's saying that there needs to be some healing energy. He's saying people need healing energy on the planet with the cold weather, and maybe some people on the call, I'm not sure, but what he asked us to do was Ramadasa this week. So then we'll move into the healing frequencies after this. So Guru Nanak talking to the Siddhas, where we left off is the Siddhas were asking Guru Nanak, they're saying that, they're asking him, are you saying that what they follow, the teachings that the Siddhas follow, are untrue, and all those who have renounced the world are wrong? Remember Guru Nanak's bringing the idea of spirituality to people that live, they haven't renounced the world, people that live as householders, in other words, people that live in the cities, we would say, people like us. There's not even that many, I don't know, mountains to renounce the world to. I guess if you go to a cave in India, that. So that's what the Siddhas are asking Guru Nanak. And Guru Nanak says, untrue is one's own mind or one's own behavior. A true renunciate is one who has mastered control over the five senses and is detached from worldly desires. So again, that's what we talk about, stabilizing our identity in the third eye so that we can enjoy the world but not be basically controlled by sort of endless desires. We renounce the world, Siddhas are telling Guru Nanak, to keep away from worldly attachments. We practice yoga to control our body's passions. How do you control the mind and the body? And Guru Nanak tells the Siddhas, when Nam immerses one's consciousness, the passions of one's body instinctively become controlled. Nam is divine love. Nam is the anchor of life. Sat Sangat, congregation of the godly, also helps in controlling the mind. And the Siddhas say, we ask our disciples to stay silent for long periods of time. In your path, is remembrance of the divine done by tongue, or do you ask your disciples to keep their lips shut and remember silently, or is there another way? And Guru Nanak says, I ask them not to waste their time in idle gossip. They must speak when it is necessary. They should perform their worldly chores while reciting and meditating. When recitation becomes natural, the bliss experience will stop them from unnecessary talking. And the Siddhas say, through yoga we can reach the tenth door, and then the mind goes into sunya, Your disciples practice recitation while living in the world. How can they reach this extraordinary high state of sunya? And Guru Nanak says, according to your way, sunya is emptiness, a state of thoughtlessness. It is non-living. However, the tenth door is a living spark that is all-pervading. Like the reflection of light on water glows in the water, in the same way our tenth door emits light. When the mind becomes crystal clear through Nam, the spark ignites and illuminates our being. We don't go into a state of thoughtlessness on reaching the tenth door. Reaching the tenth door is reaching the living spark within us. And then the Siddhas say, through our practice of Hatha Yoga, we are able to live for hundreds of years. How do you win over the span of life? And Guru Nanak says, when consciousness is permeated in Nam, one experiences an awakening. An awakened person is living in the presence of the divine. Past and future becomes meaningless. The present moment becomes the past and future moment. The person immersed in Nam is in all moments, past, present, and future, thus winning in time. So anyway, then the Siddhas say, we ask our disciples to rub ash on their bodies the moment they renounce the world so that they can look ugly, think of themselves as ugly, and therefore they kill their ego and remain in humility. How do you teach humility? And the Master says, we share with the disciples the ideals of service. Recite Nam with your tongue. Remember the divine in your mind. Do good deeds and perform seva with your hands. When seva flows effortlessly, ego disappears and the disciple sees the light of the divine in all and is in essence serving the divine. This is true humility. So there's just a few of the things that Guru Nanak told the Siddhas. So I love those. So we are going to move into the life of Rama Dasa. I think everybody on this call knows anyone there?
Did we get disconnected?
I think we did. I think she did.
Well, we'll wait for her to call back. Oh, she might not even know that she got disconnected.
All right, looking for the music.
Well, I can put
okay,
Ramadas.
I'm back. I don't know. I'm just like, anyway, I'm again hearing Yogi Bhajan laugh, and I was feeling so much interference between the noise and everything, and then it finally got calmed down. So thank you, everybody. He's thanking everybody for not only this call, but for holding the frequency with all the chaos on the planet that we were talking about a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
Gallop into 2014. So here we go. I guess that's why he wanted us to do Ramadasa. So here we go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Looks like we lost her again.
We did. She must have missed out somewhere at Ramen Dawson. It was before the South Facial Hum.
Oh.
It's funny. It's almost like the disturbance on the call and everything. Well, it's a mirror of what's really going on, so it's kind of interesting.
Thing is, she won't know that we're not on the call until the music stops, and she has to ask everyone to unmute.
I think a few more people will probably. Hey, we don't hear anything.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I just start. I had her, and let me see if I can do this while I'm on the phone with you. Because I texted her before, if I can get into my home screen, and told her when I came back the music was going, so she must have gotten the text. I guess maybe I can't. So it looks like I'll have to get off the call again and then text her. Kind of strange, huh?
It's happened before.
Yeah.
It's just a call.
Okay, well, I'll leave and come back.
No, she'll figure it out. She'll be back soon.
Yeah.
Not if she's muted us off, you know?
No, I don't think she did that. I think she just, something happened.
Where are you? Are you guys in California?
I'm in Philadelphia.
Okay.
I'm in Houston.
I'm in San Diego, so I'm lost. I'll get off the call and text her.
And I know that Mercury goes retrograde, but not till, I think, the 3rd of February.
Yeah, but they're saying that we're getting kind of some of the energies ahead. I was reading something about that. Kind of like a precursor to it.
I know. I was telling everybody, yeah, make sure to get things done. It's, you know, going retrograde soon, or the 3rd or the 6th or something. Yeah.
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 So it just gets worse from here, huh?
Things on that you can that have to do with communication or documents or emails, or just make all those contacts as soon as you can.
Just get them done.
Back up your computers.
Yeah. Hold on, everybody. I have no idea when my phone is connected again.
No.
I was just sitting there meditating away.
You knew it.
Well, I hope everybody got at least some meditation in. Boy, this was the craziest call.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you,
Pat. This is the test of your spiritual patience. Oh, my gosh. As if we needed another one, right? Wow. Well, anyway, if anybody wants to do Rama Dasa, just put it on for healing this week.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah. Sorry. I hope you at least got some of the chanting. But I was still meditating with everybody in my mind. Anyway, would anybody like to share anything?
It's been fun connecting.
And maybe we all just need a little bit of levity
today.
Maybe
the laughter was the healing.
Yeah, maybe we got the healing. The levity was the healing, and all the I don't know what false starts. All of the chaos was the healing. To tell us that not to take anything too seriously.
Definitely.
I think we definitely did that. I mean, unless there's people on here that are really angry, but hey.
No. Felt good. Felt good to laugh. It was a nice relief.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Laughter yoga.
Laughter yoga, yes, it was today. Okay, everybody, would anybody like to share anything else? any other laughing matters before we go our own ways till next week?
This is my gratitude to everyone. Thank you all for being here or there or wherever you are on the same frequency. And thank you for your love and your light and your laughter and your smiles and your sharing. Thank you to Karen. Thank you for making this such a priority. We love you for it, and you're adorable.
Thank you, everybody. I really appreciate those kind words. I did feel a little frustrated today.
We love you very much.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Wahiguru.
Wahiguru. Wahiguru. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.
Chat Ramadasa and laugh a lot this week, and we'll look forward to connecting with everybody soon.
Satnam.
Satnam. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.